As fighting continues on the outskirts of Kyiv, residents inside Ukraine's capital continue preparing their defenses. Live now to Singaporean Ix Shen, who is in Kyiv. Ix, thanks for joining us again. How do you communicate, Ix, with the rest of the residents in your housing block? Do you have a kind of a system whereby you share information?
Yes, yes, we have a chat group, and we also have our daily patrol whereby we would just knock on doors and just check on everyone is okay, both on physical and digital.
Ix, what is the mood like? Because I cannot even imagine how stressful it must be in being in that situation right now. With the knowledge that, you know, you have these Russian troops that are surrounding the capital, what are you and your neighbors actually doing to keep your mood high?
We still try to live life as per normal. We still meet up and chat and have coffee. And my neighbors kids like to play with our cat. And we just try to maintain as sane as possible in this insane time.
Trying to keep that sense of normality so important at such a trying time like this, Ix. But you have said this before that you don't intend to leave. But if you had to, if it came down to it, where would you go? And would you perhaps go to another city in Ukraine? Would you? Have you considered heading for the border?
Let's just say, figurative, if there is any form of evacuation, we are bound by the source of transportation we have access to. Ideally, if there is a stabilized ceasefire situation, then by flight would be first choice, right? And if not, then there will be possibility of rail or by car. But if it's by car, then you're also limited by the range of the vehicle. And do you have sufficient refueling stops to reach the range of your transportation? So there's a whole range of questions and varieties and variants and things. The situation can change. So the safe situation right now for us is really to have access to food, water, and electricity, and a safety bunker for in the event that the fighting picks up.
It is a tense and volatile situation. Ix, thank you very much once again for that update, and continue to stay safe there in Kyiv. Singaporean Ix Shen there in Ukraine.